More than 80 years after he was killed in combat in World War II, the remains of an Alliance native have been identified. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said today that Army Air Force's Staff Sergeant Edward Pyle was accounted for March 14th. He was a 1933 Alliance High School graduate. Pyle served in the 436th Bombardment Squadron, 7th Bombardment Group. He was a gunner on a B-24J Liberator. In December 1943, the plane was shot down while on a bombing mission in Burma. Pyle and the rest of his crew were declared missing in action. Unidentified remains of 8 people were recovered in 1947 and buried in Hawaii. They were exhumed in 2020. Pyle was identified using dental and anthropological analysis. He will be buried in Augusta, Michigan at a later date. A federal judge has sentenced two men found guilty of operating illegal gambling businesses. Ronald DiPietro of Green was sentenced today in Cleveland to more than 9 years in prison and ordered to repay $4.7 million. DiPietro was convicted of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, operating an illegal gambling business, tax evasion, and preparing false income tax returns for Christos Karasaridis Jr. of Jackson Township. The charges were related to three illegal gambling businesses in Plain Township, which were raided by authorities in 2018. Karasaridis was sentenced today to nearly 22 years behind bars. He was found guilty of tax evasion, gambling, money laundering, conspiracy, and obstruction. Karasaridis must also pay the IRS almost $5.5 million and forfeit multiple properties. A Canton firefighter has pleaded not guilty to sex charges. 22-year-old Mason Molina of Barberton entered the plea June 4th in Summit County Common Pleas Court. He was indicted in April by the grand jury on two counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor or impaired person and one count of illegal use of a minor or impaired person in nudity-oriented material or performance. Molina is accused of creating material showing a minor taking part in a sex act, receiving material that shows a minor participating in sexual activity, and possessing material showing a minor in a state of nudity. The alleged activity occurred March 11th. Bond was set at $5,000. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for July 9th. Two men were arrested in sting operations by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. 30-year-old Johnny Wilson of Opelousas, Louisiana, was arrested Sunday after responding to an online ad posted for the Salem Super Cruise. After the arrest, police found Wilson was wanted on a warrant from Harris County, Texas. He allegedly had been using his son's social security number, claiming his son's tax return, and allegedly committing a murder. 48-year-old Robert Lutman of Latonia was also charged with engaging in prostitution and possession of criminal tools. He reportedly responded to the same ad. Lutman was convicted of similar charges for an arrest in East Palestine in 2022. More than 100 rounds were reportedly fired at a vehicle in Youngstown Sunday night. One person was killed in the incident around 11 p.m. at Glenwood Avenue near Sherwood. The 18-year-old female victim was inside the vehicle. She later died at a hospital. The vehicle had shattered windows and two tires had been flattened. WFMJ-TV reports police ShotSpotter recorded 130 rounds fired. A woman could face criminal charges after a standoff with Boardman police Sunday night. Officers were initially called to an Arden Boulevard home around 6 p.m. A woman reportedly was yelling racial slurs at a neighbor. Police were told the woman has mental health issues. They say she had a machete-type blade attached to her belt, a fixed-blade knife tucked into her pants, and another fixed-blade knife on the opposite side of her belt. Officers returned to the address twice in the evening. She refused to come outside and took a young child indoors with her. Around 11 p.m., police entered the home with a search warrant. She was taken to the hospital for an evaluation. The child was turned over to a family member. The family of a Chase Bank employee is seeking unspecified damages in a lawsuit stemming from last month's explosion in Youngstown. The estate of 27-year-old Akil Drake filed the suit in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. The National Transportation Safety Board says it is investigating why an inactive natural gas service line was pressurized when it was cut by workers in the basement of the Realty Tower. The suit names building owner YO Properties, Enbridge Gas Ohio, LY Property Management, and Greenheart Companies, whose crews cut the gas line in the building. A school administrator faces charges after allegedly taking nearly $4,400 worth of electronic equipment. 44-year-old Gerald DeBacchio was principal of East Palestine High School until being hired as superintendent of Latonia Schools 3 weeks ago. On June 7th, East Palestine officials told police multiple items were missing from the principal's office closet. Surveillance video reportedly showed DeBacchio entering his office with a backpack and an empty bag and leaving later in the day with the bags full. An investigation reportedly ended with laptops, tablets, TVs, and other items found in his vehicle. Girard City Schools Treasurer Mark Bellow has resigned. He stepped down following a special board meeting Friday after an audit revealed he was paid nearly $500,000 in 1 year. The Board of Education approved the change in contract language, which saw Bellow's pay go from about $189,000 in 2022 to more than $460,000 last year. It concerned his base salary and a bonus for any grants brought into the district. The raise was part of a retire-rehire agreement. The district says in the future, the board will consider outside counsel to review contracts. According to the state auditor's office, many of the members believed Bellow would be receiving a pay cut rather than a raise. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.